Hello.
Oh, hi, Daniel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance.
Yeah. I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah, I know today is the 8th, and you're only past due for $149, but on the 17th, you'll be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur per the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature. So that's why I was following up with you. If you wanted to maybe just pay the past due and settle it, you can do that before it starts affecting your credit and whatnot.
What do you say? I pay the $149, you guys will terminate the agreement?
If you wanted to, but what I would recommend is I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means I could have it where rather than getting charged on the 17th, once you pay the past due, it would have you paid in full until October 8th. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to utilize the rest of the month and get some bang for your buck out of it. You know what I mean?
Difference?
Yeah, absolutely, because I can send a note over to the technicians to do a complete performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that will improve your placement, that they apply those behind the scenes. One thing you can do on your end, and I know that, you know, we had discussed this before, but work on getting that 5-star rating on Google through that review generator email, which I can send you again, because right now people are finding you, you're ranking on the first page, your website's up and running, you're getting some activity, but if there's people up there next to you that have a 5-star rating and then you don't, it might be, affecting your conversion. So that's why I think that if you got, even if you got 1 or 2 5-star ratings on the Google Business page using that email that I sent you, that's going to help you tremendously, too.
Resend the email, and I'll, I'll give you a card for payment.
Okay, so let me go ahead, and I'll send you the email again, just so that you have it. That way you don't have to look through all of the old ones to find it. And then if I go back to your billing, for the new card, is it still 6 Loring Road for the billing address?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm ready for the new number whenever you are.
Let's see, we got 4839.
Okay.
5002.
Okay.
0022.
Mm-hmm.
5496.
Now, the phone cracked up on the third set. Was it 0022 for the third set of numbers?
Correct.
Okay. And then expiration?
1123.
And the code on the back?
880.
Okay. So I'm going to get your authorization, and then I will push the next billing out till October 8th. And that way you'll be good to go and you won't have to worry about any payments in the meantime. And then if you would just do me the favor of, like I said, look at that review generator email. It's pretty self-explanatory, but if you have any questions at all how to use it, just feel free to call me, okay?
Did you send this to me again?
I did. I sent it to you again. Do you want to check your inbox and make sure it's there?
No, I believe it's there.
Okay, let me double check the email that I have. It's D. DiNicola, I hope I pronounced that okay, forgive me if I butchered it, 79@gmail.com.
All right.
Okay, okay. So I got an error message on the card. It's saying insufficient funds, so did you just need a little bit of time to do the one for?
No, it's... I don't need any amount of time, but Let me give you a different card.
Okay, so let me go back to the billing. Still the same billing address?
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead with this new card.
This one, 5240.
Okay.
3890.
Uh-huh.
0991.
Mm-hmm.
8356.
I'm sorry, the phone cracked up. 8 what?
8356.
Got it. Okay.
1125 is the expiration.
Okay.
242 is the code.
242, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so let's try this one. 1125, same billing address. We'll make sure that we get the green light. Huh, this one says insufficient funds too. I wonder, maybe I should try to split it. Maybe I should try to do like 100 on this one and put 49 on the other or something, but I don't know what you want to do or if there's a whole new card you want to try.
Yeah, we'll go with another card.
Okay, let's try. Third time's a charm, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
4008.
Okay.
9920.
Mm-hmm.
0323.
Mm-hmm.
3451.
Okay, expiration.
1125.
And the code?
600.
And still same billing address, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It might be locked. Okay.
I feel good about this one because this is the first one that the, oh, it says insufficient funds too, but do you think it's just locked?
I don't. I'll just
okay.
One mm-hmm. that I know for sure.
Okay. Okay. I don't mind doing it again, so whenever you're ready.
Let's try this one.
Mm-hmm.
44227.
Mm-hmm.
8800.
Mm-hmm.
335-2272.
Repeat the third set again.
Third set 3375.
Got it. Okay. Expiration.
Expiration is 726.
And the code?
469.
469. Okay. So let's see if this one will work.
Hi.
Okay. My system is telling me that I have to wait a couple of minutes before I try it again, and that's just because we had so many different cards in here. So there's not an error on the card yet. It's just making me wait a second. So just want to give you the heads up there. And then I'm just going to go back and look at that email that I sent you and make sure that it's hyperlinked together with your Google Business page, because that way all you have to do is copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present. Oh, good. It is. It's hyperlinked, so that email went out. Okay. Today is September 8th. I can't believe it's September already. The year's flying by. Oh, this one says insufficient funds too.
Let's try one more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
This one I know is unlocked. 479.
4792?
Yep.
Okay.
1312.
Okay.
6340.
Mm-hmm.
8236.
Okay.
042 is the serial code, and 626 is the expiration.
What's the year, the expiration year?
26.
So 04 of 26, and then 626 on the back. And then the card number, to be sure, was 4792-13... Oh, I'm sorry.
Expiration is 626.
Oh, 626. Okay, and then what's the code on the back?
042.
Oh, 042. Okay. You know what I did? You're going to laugh. I put the code as 626 instead of the expiration. So, but for the card, you said it was 4792-1312-6340-8236?
Yes.
Okay. Let's give this one a try.
Oh, it's a miracle.
It will be. Patience always pays off. That's what I say. There we go. I got the green light. Okay. Thank you for your patience, too, and updating it so many times. So you are all good to go, Daniel. And like I said before, if you have any questions on that email that I sent you, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Yeah, I just want to try to get some results, you know, please.
Yeah. That's why I said as soon as I get the green light, I'm going to have the technicians do a performance check on your account just to make sure that they give you the most optimal updates. And then with you getting a couple of reviews here and there, and even if you have a friend or a relative fill it out, obviously don't lie and have them say, you know, oh, I used him and his, but they can vouch for you. They can say, we know that 3D Home Improvement is a trusted business in the community and you wouldn't be disappointed. You know what I mean? They can go on there and give you a 5-star review, and that would help you also to get that rating on Google, okay?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so you're all good to go. So like I said before, thank you for updating that, and have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Take care now. Bye.